Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're doing something a bit different, a really specialized mission, you could say. We've got a single source, essentially promotional copy, for a specific service, and we're going to, well, analyze it almost like a technical manual.
Right, like dissecting an advertisement.
Exactly. Yeah. Our focus is entirely on understanding the service called Spiritual Healing in Montreal, which we found on the website thebestastrology.ca.
Yeah, and our goal isn't just, you know, summarizing what it says. It's more about extracting the strategic framework.
What do you mean by framework?
Well, if we treat this marketing language like a prospectus, right, we want to figure out three key things from their perspective. What problems are they saying they solve?
Okay.
What tools, what mechanisms are they claiming to use? And really crucially, what outcomes are they promising you, the listener, should expect? Like the whole package.
Got it. So we're basically giving you the shortcut to really understanding this specific offering, taking the marketing claims and turning them into solid points of knowledge. We should probably start by defining the scope, right? Okay, let's unpack this, starting with how they actually label themselves.
Yeah, they're pretty clear on that right from the start. Yeah. The service is advertised with this quite comprehensive title, Spiritual Healing in Montreal, Energy Cleansing and Emotional Relief.
Okay, Energy Cleansing and Emotional Relief. That title itself does a lot of work, doesn't it? It's efficient branding.
It really is. It immediately tells you the focus, energy work, and your emotional state.
And it sets up that connection. They're focusing on cleansing energy, like removing something negative. And the result, the payoff, is emotional relief.
Mm.
So they're not just offering, you know, general advice. They're defining their service as a specific kind of intervention. Energetic maintenance leading straight to feeling better emotionally.
And they also add how it's delivered. The source says the services come with sympathetic direction from skilled spiritual healers.
Ah, okay. Sympathetic direction. That's interesting phrasing.
It is. It suggests you're not just getting a procedure, are you? It implies it's more of a guided process. Well, someone skilled, of course.
That word sympathetic really stands out to me there. It suggests more than just technical skill, right? It implies empathy, understanding.
Yeah, like they get the client's distress and guide them carefully. It definitely reinforces this idea that the service aims to be quite personal.
So if we pull that first section together, the overall promise seems to be, well, they're here to fix an imbalance energetically and emotionally.
Exactly. They position themselves as the way to get back to equilibrium, kind of suggesting the current state is negative or off kilter. And they emphasize that guided expertise part.
Sets a pretty high bar for what the client might expect in terms of personalization and effectiveness.
Definitely.
Okay, so we've established the what? Energy cleansing, emotional relief. But how do they say they actually do that? When you look past the main title, the source lists three specific techniques or tools in their kit. And this is where it gets really interesting, I think, because these are distinct methods they're bundling.
They absolutely are distinct. They outline three, you know, pretty well-known modalities within the energy healing world. It suggests a kind of layered approach, not just relying on one single thing.
Okay, let's break them down. First one they list is chakra balancing.
Right. Chakra balancing. This is pretty fundamental in a lot of energy work systems. For anyone less familiar, chakras are usually described as these main energy centers in the body, often seven of them, running up the spine.
And the key word here is balancing, right? What does that actually mean in this context?
It implies restoring harmony, basically. If these energy centers are seen as maybe overactive or blocked or sluggish, the goal is to sort of normalize their function, get the energy flowing freely again.
So it's about internal alignment and the internal energy structure?
Yes, precisely. It's addressing the internal energy flow.
Okay, so that's the internal work. But then right after that, they list the second technique, aura cleansing. Mm-hmm. And this shifts the focus, doesn't it? From the internal structure to the energy field around the body.
Mm-hmm.
The aura.
The aura.
So cleansing the aura is generally about clearing away, you know, external static.
Mm.
Maybe stress, negative energy, stuff you might pick up from your environment or interactions.
So you can start to see a strategy emerge here. It's quite interesting how they pair these. Chakra balancing for the deep internal system.
Right.
And then aura cleansing for the external field.
Mm.
Like spiritual hygiene.
That's a good way to put it. Spiritual hygiene, yeah. It seems very deliberate. By pairing these, they're essentially saying, we'll fix the core system and clean up the immediate energetic environment.
So you get internal calibration and external protection,
yeah,
sort of.
Exactly. It suggests they believe problems or imbalances can come from both inside and outside. A holistic approach, really.
Okay, which then brings us to the third thing they list.
Yeah.
Potent energy healing. Now, hang on. Isn't that a general or maybe redundant if they've already listed chakra and aura work? That's a really sharp question. It forces you to look at the language as, well, branding, right?
Yeah.
While energy healing is general, that word potent is doing some serious heavy lifting there.
Potent. Okay. What does that imply?
It suggests strength, maybe intensity, a qualitative difference. Like they're not just offering gentle background energy work. They're implying something strong, high impact, maybe concentrated.
So it sounds like a promise of efficacy, maybe even speed. If you market your energy healing as potent, you're maybe trying to stand out from others who might focus more on gentle maintenance. It suggests confidence, maybe urgency.
Precisely. It sort of acts as the umbrella term for how the other actions, the balancing, the cleansing, are delivered. With force, with potency.
Okay, that makes sense.
So the three together, chakra balancing for internal structure, or a cleansing for external protection, and this potent delivery form their suite of tools, all designed supposedly to move the client out of whatever distress they're in.
Excellent breakdown. Okay, so we've covered the service name, the three tools. Now the really big part, the results, the promised outcomes. We've looked at the how. Now let's look at the what you get. What benefits does the source material say you'll actually receive?
Right. And they list four specific outcomes, quite ambitious ones, actually, mm-hmm. designed to cover a lot of ground. They're not vague promises. They seem to target emotional, spiritual, and physical aspects.
Okay, let's list them. The first two seem to tie directly back to that cleansing and relief title. They promise to help you reestablish inner peace mm-hmm. and eliminate negativity.
Yeah, those clearly target the emotional distress and that core energy problem. They identify negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And framing negativity as something to be eliminated reinforces that idea of it being an active contaminant, needing that aura cleansing we talked about.
Right. But then, and then we get to the next two claims. And this is where I think the scope of what they're offering really becomes clear. They promise to help the client regain physical well-being and regain emotional well-being.
And this really raises the most important point about this whole offering, doesn't it? Notice how broad that is. The services they describe are purely, well, spiritual or energy-based, right?
Yeah.
Chakra work, aura work.
Yeah, energy modalities.
Yet the results they promise explicitly include physical well-being.
So the text is drawing a direct causal line. It's arguing that fixing a spiritual or energetic issue will directly lead to physical health improving. Is that the core message here?
I think that's the most crucial takeaway from analyzing this source. Our deep dive shows they're explicitly claiming this spiritual healing isn't just for feeling better emotionally or metaphysically, which is often the focus elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
No, they position this service as leading to comprehensive physical health restoration too. They're implicitly arguing, it seems, that physical problems have roots in spiritual or energetic imbalance.
Wow. Okay, so within the world presented by this website, your spiritual and energetic state isn't just related to your physical state, it's foundational.
Pretty much. Healing one is presented as the necessary step to healing the other.
That definitely elevates the stakes, doesn't it? And significantly broadens what they mean by healing.
It connects their energy work, that potent energy healing, to very tangible physical outcomes. So for you, the listener, understanding this provider means seeing their unique selling proposition is this holistic mind-body-spirit restoration package, all based on their energy principles.
That's a fantastic analysis of the mechanics and the promise. Okay, before we wrap up with a final thought, let's just cover the practical stuff, the nuts and bolts for anyone who needs the logistical details from the source. How does someone actually access this specific service?
Sure. The source material gives three direct ways to get in touch.
Okay. First, the website. The main site is thebestastrology.ca, but the specific page for this service is https.thebestastrology.castspiritualhealinginmontreal.
Right. Then for email, the address provided is shivramastrologer55@gmail.com. That's shivramastrologer55@gmail.com.
Got it. And finally, they list a phone number too.
Yes, a direct phone number. +1-647-614-7099. So web, email, phone, all channels are listed for accessing these services.
Perfect. Those details complete the picture, really, from the claims they make to how you'd actually contact them.
Yep, covers all the key data points we aim to extract.
All right, that was a really focused deep dive into a very specific set of claims. Let's just quickly recap the key takeaways for you, the listener.
Good idea.
This particular service, Spiritual Healing in Montreal, brands itself around energy cleansing and emotional relief. It uses a three-part toolkit: chakra balancing for internal alignment, aura cleansing for external energetic hygiene, and something called potent energy healing for, well, impactful delivery.
And the most significant claim, as we discussed, is how they explicitly link these spiritual energetic practices to restoring not just emotional, but also physical well-being.
Right. It presents a model where holistic multi-level restoration is the goal, driven by energy work.
A very comprehensive promise.
Absolutely. And that leads us to one final thought for you to chew on, based purely on what's written in the source material.
Okay.
If these techniques are explicitly called spiritual healing, focusing on energy, chakras, auras, yet the end result they promise includes helping you regain physical well-being. What actual distinction is this service making between spiritual health and physical health?
Mm-hmm.
Does the provider imply that all physical issues are just symptoms of energetic ones? And what might that mean for how someone using this service thinks about their own health challenges? It really pushes us to consider what their definition of healing truly encompasses in this context.
Exactly. Just something to mull over as you take this focused knowledge away. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.